For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Friday. I'm pausing because it's like, here I go again. It's one of those times where I'm very glad we're entering the weekend. And I bet you are too. It is Friday, and I'm just looking forward to a great, refreshing, wonderful weekend. I pray that for you. But it's only morning, so I want you to have a great day, a great Friday. Don't forget, registration is open. We are registering for our October the 24th daytime retreat. You come 9:30 to 2, or is it 9 to 2:30? Wow. At any rate, we'll be at City Park. We've got a tour of the sculptured gardens for our quiet time. We're going to have lunch. We're going to have breakfast. We want you there. I'm calling this At Home in His Presence. And you'll see a great fireplace on the website to show. And it's my way of saying, man, just come. I'm going to walk you through the Lord's Prayer. But I found this great book from about 20 years ago. And we're going to equate the Lord's Prayer with rooms of a house. Just to feel at home in God's presence. And I want you to join me. This is just going to be a great time of refreshing. A life change oftentimes happens at these daytime retreats. So you look on the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and register for that. Well, I barely scraped the surface of this teaching, Radiant Living. I'll continue it into next week. But it's out of Psalm 34, and it's David saying, man, those who look to him will be radiant. And their faces, they'll never be put to shame. And he's thrilled because God delivered him in this psalm, and he's talking about it. And so it made me wonder, gosh, radiant living, what keeps us from that? And oftentimes it's lies that we believe. So I'm exposing seven of those, that top seven that I've heard over the years, that I have, some of these I have struggled with. We said number one was, I just can't help the way I am. Well, that's a lie. And you need to look at that. You can help the way you are. You're not a victim anymore because of Jesus. The Holy Spirit lives within you to help you make the changes you need. Number two, I'll focus on today. If only my circumstances were different. Similar to number one, but going a little bit further into this, keeping you from being radiant. It's a sign that your face has left looking to Jesus. See, our faces will never be put to shame. All who look to him are radiant. Well, when you're only looking at your circumstances, the radiance leaves, doesn't it? Your face will reveal it with frowns, complaining, hurt. If only we didn't have to move. If only I had a bigger house. If only I had more money. If only my husband. If only this. If only that. Your circumstances don't have to control you. You see? Circumstances only reveal what's inside of you. Go deep in Christ. Keep your eyes onto him for radiance. Circumstances will fall by the wayside. Paul said, I've learned to be content no matter the circumstance. I'm sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. It's Philippians 4:11-13. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. By his grace, we'll be back on Monday. I want you to have a great weekend. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.